Good Erev Shabbos, Parshas Hazinu. So in this week's Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu calls the Shemayim and Aretz heaven and earth to bear witness. And Rashi goes to length in explaining how much we can learn from the Shemayim and Aretz. But why specifically both of them? Why not just Shemayim or just Aretz? Why not something else? And what does this have to do with Yom Kippur and Sukkot, the time period we're in? So my Rebbe Shmuel Zucker explained as follows. There's a famous snippet taken from the Maaseh Merkava that describes the Melachim as v'hachayis ratzav v'shoyv. The chayis were going and coming, running and returning. And this, in essence, is every Yid. We all wish to run to Hashem, to be close and connected. That's a natural state of the neshama, constantly yearning to go back to Hashem. The body, on the other hand, pulls back and keeps us down here. That's Ratzai V'Shaiv, the constant battle between the neshama to be Ratzai and the guf to be Shaiv. Now, our job is to get as close to Hashem as possible while still remaining Shaiv, present in this world. And that's the secret of the Shemayim and Aretz combo. Yaakov Avinu dreamt of a ladder that was placed on the ground, but it reached all the way till heaven. We must be that ladder. Our head must be in Shemayim, always thinking about Hashem, how to be close to Him by learning Torah and performing mitzvahs. But our feet must be on the ground. We must still interact with this world as normal human beings. We can't just cut ourselves off entirely. And this is expressed in Yom Kippur and Sukkot as well. Yom Kippur is a day that's completely Ratzai. We're pure neshama. No eating and drinking. We wear white and are compared to Malachim. But what comes afterwards? Sukkot. It's a time of rejoicing, eating and drinking, dancing. According to one sheet in the Gemara, we must have two suddas a day on Sukkot. But as much Ratzai as we express, we also have to remember that we need the Shaiv. The danger obviously is getting too caught up in the Shaiv, the worldly pleasures and enjoyments. And that's why in Sukkot, we must ensure that our Sukkot is Arai. It's temporary. The physicality is not the main focus. And we also must be able to see the stars through the Schach, reminding ourselves not to forget what the purpose is, that our actions must always be directed towards Hashem. So we should be Zaycha to fully understand and appreciate the message of Shemayim and Aretz, bring it with us from Yom Kippur to Sukkot, and with that, merit to Harachmon Yakim Lanu Sukkot David Hanifalas. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos and Yontif.